Let's go into Studio A with Roman Garcia behind the controls for this performance, Cactus Tractor Were. David Bashwiner, guitar and vocals. Brandon Baca, guitar and vocals. Christy Cook, ukulele and vocals. Stephanie Grainer, banjo and vocals. Baby Lily on vocals and percussion. And Samuel Sullivan as for this, the fifth Beatle. We'll talk a little bit before we hear the Beatles material, but let's start with this original music from Cactus Tractor.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
Try.
Thinking without our heads, holding tight to our ideals at night. This little tingle still exists when I think about your lips. But you have to let me go. You say you love me, but you know, you know, you know. Buddy knows, 'cause in the night to him I go. But I stopped on the street with a scar upon my cheek. I left you in the middle of the night, couldn't find me in the morning. Jumped the train thinking that I might go to the next town without warning. About the lies we whisper in the dark, holding on till the light shows us who we are. 'Cause the truth is within, a burning in my skin. I left you in the middle of the night, couldn't find me in the morning. Jump the train, thinking that I might go to the next town without warning. I say goodbye without a kiss. Don't worry, I won't be missed. Couldn't find me in the morning. I left you in the middle of the night. Couldn't find me in the morning. You know,
I left you in the middle of the night.
You know,
couldn't find me in the morning. You know,
don't change.
You know,
thinking that I might.
You know,
go to the next town without warning.
I left you in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
chest.
June 1st. We practiced this. June 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Outpost. Yeah. Are we re-envisioning it? Is that what the question is?
Well, that what
we're
are you
putting it? I think the closest is putting it through a cactus tractor filter.
Okay. Mm.
And we're not like quite finished putting it through the filter yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what you hear is not going to be like completely through the filter until you come to the show.
It's like you have that Play-Doh machine that's making spaghetti, but it's the, right now it's leaking out kind of the top, and it's not, the Play-Doh's a little hard, and it's not all going in through the through the machine.
Right. Now, what we've heard is we've heard the acoustic four-piece. Now, this band can expand to 14 pieces with horns and strings and
a baby, a dog.
Serious orchestration. When I first heard about this, frankly, I find these records kind of ghoulish. And I find it like exhuming a piece of art that the people who love it most are going to hate you for if you get one thing wrong. But of course, you're putting it through the Cactus Tractor. But then I said, wait a minute. I've seen this band play 40 instruments in one night, and I know that, David, you work all kinds of wizardry with orchestration, which is, I would think, the big challenge of a Sgt. Pepper redo would be, we're getting you in a stripped down as possible form. How are your minds thinking as you head towards the performance?
They're like, just kidding.
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah. Done. Next question. Okay. So that's an interesting question. It's not as hard as you would think, and it's also not as easy. So like the way in which it's not as hard is that there is a book full of Beatles transcriptions, and they do a really good job. Like, I have only found a couple of notes that are wrong. So kudos to the guy who transcribed.
So in other words, when they were speeding and slowing tape and manipulating he's trying to, no, okay.
No, and there he just draws a squiggle and writes S-E for sound effects. Oh. But, I was going through, so we have a pianist, Jim Balgerchik, and he's doing piano and organ stuff, and he is, so I was at his house earlier, and we're going through the parts, and he didn't even realize that this one thing that is marked sound effects is actually, it's like that. He should be doing that in the organ. And it's brrr, brrr, brrr. Once you can't really tell, and it's actually kind of sketched into this little, like, the sound effects track of this transcription. I don't know. It's a pretty good transcription. So, what I've been doing is looking up on Wikipedia who the players were. So for each song, you can find a list of like who played the French horn on a thing, who played the bass. By that, you know how many instruments, which instruments were actually on the track, right? So it looks like there's four French horns on the opening Sgt. Pepper's track. And we have three French horns so far that are willing to play it. And that's not actually as hard. As what's hard is we are doing it fairly true to the original orchestration, but we also like want to do our own thing with it. So what's really tricky is making
in some places we're adding harmonies. Sometimes we I know there's a point where we're going to use kazoos instead of the horns that are supposed to be used. And so, like, we're trying to mix it. And there are actually kazoos on the album.
And you've also, the first time you ever came to KUNM to play, you were using those
hula
homemade,
horns.
The hula horns. The hula horns.
Yeah. They will probably be included in the concert.
Okay, because I was having the same experience, and I think the audience will when we get into this, is it's like, well, no, of course it's not Ringo. But what is it? And can I get over my, this is like a genome for a certain generation of music listeners. So it's like you're scrambling my brains if you do, if you have one sequence off or one harmony off.
No.
So you're diving into dangerous, dangerous territory. Now, Stephanie, this is where I think we come out the other side and see what a band like Cactus Tractor can do.
Mm-hmm.
You took the lead on She's Leaving Home.
Yeah.
Your baby took fourth vocal the first time we recorded this.
Yeah.
So obviously there were no women in the Beatles until the very end, I guess you'd say. What does it feel like to take that song on now as a mom too?
Yeah, I think that's probably the interesting part about it is like singing. Well, first of all, I do think you have to go into singing the Beatles in like a extremely respectful way and in hopes to add a different kind of magic, because you're right, they were such a powerful group, and they have, like, it's interesting because I'm
I'm doing some music for this other project, and I'm like finding their influence within the music that I've written for this project based off of doing Sgt. Pepper. In singing that song, I'm singing it an octave higher. I'm singing the original. And I think as a mom, it's such a powerful song, even though I have like a 11th month old. So it's like
she's definitely sneaking down the stairs.
But it was in the studio that after she had made her noise and then we sang it again, I was kind of thinking about it that way, right? It's like this, and how that would feel. And I think when you take that feeling into it and then you sing that, that hopefully will add a different magic that maybe didn't exist. I mean, it just is different from the Beatles. And, of course, singing with the female voice.
Another thing about that song is, like, one thing when we were, like, listening to all of the songs, I was hearing, like, oh, it'd be great if, like, me and Steph sang Pretty Harmony on this song. And that's something that we do all the time. Like, that's just, like, a feeling of, like, oh, this is sweet because it sounds pretty, and you think it's pretty, and I think it's pretty. And then we're like, So at some point, like, when we were singing that, I was looking at Steph like, oh, hi.
Yeah, which I think that's the other thing. Like, hopefully, in the sense of coming to it live, I think Cactus Tractor's magical in our connection to each other and the way that we are interacting together. And just, like, playing music with people you really love is just a completely different experience. And so hopefully the live part is like, yes, we're playing the Beatles and we're doing this like amazing album, but hopefully also like watching a group of people who just really love playing music together.
Three, four. It was 20 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper told the band to play. If I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
how do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love. I want somebody to love.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get it by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Also, like, yeah, my baby also gets this chance to, like, she's, like, been at all our band practices listening to, you know, this
she
album.
That we're the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah, and we, like, I sing her, like, your teeth are going to get better and all these, you know, all these versions of these, yeah.
Now we're going to hear a few of the songs, but there are some of the songs on this album are a little bit daunting. I mean, I think Fixing a Hole is, like, a glorious song just on its own. Mm-hmm. And I sort of feel like you could do almost anything with that song and it's going to work. But what if we get to Within You, Without You, which people know is not George's first truly Indian, quote unquote, piece, but the one that really represented. Brandon Baca, you found a different instrument, or maybe it is the same instrument to perform.
It's
on.
Very, very close. The original instrument that was played on that song was called a dilruba, and a friend
not of, a sitar then
not a sitar. Well, sitar is in it, but it plays a very minor role. But the instrument that plays the major melodies is actually called a dilruba. And I put out an announcement because I didn't know about the Wikipedia page and that I can find what the instrumentation was. So I just put a call out on Facebook to see if I can find a sitar. Mm-hmm. And my friend Joseph came through and he said, "Hey, I got this instrument in the back of my car right now. Mm-hmm. It's not a sitar, but it's close." And so I pick it up, and then it turns out to be the main instrument in the song pretty much. So it's called an esraj, which is very, very closely to the dilruba. In fact, I didn't even know the difference between the two. Until yesterday. But they're very, very similar instruments.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome.
So you've already started working on...
Yeah, and so what we did is we only had a month to put this together. So we made these... we made schedules. The first week we were going to work on five songs, and the second week another five songs. And then Within You, Without You, we reserved till like last Sunday, and we went through it and we're like, oh, this is going to take some work. And then so Brandon and Fernando and I, Fernando's our drummer, we got together last night and went through it, and sort of like drilled it and worked every like little tiny thing, and we came up with a super cool sound that is different. So so I have tablas, but I'm not good enough to play the tablas, and Fernando hasn't done tablas on this, so he's doing it on kit. So it is a little bit different. It's funny, it's similar in that we have this instrument, the esraj. It's really different in that instead of doing tablas, we have drum kit. And then we didn't have a string section last night. We're planning to have the string section. But so it was a very different sound, but it was like a really super cool sound, and like the experience of like drilling it and working it, it was just like.
And how many layers of vocals? Because I the Sgt. Pepper album, they were layering. Mm-hmm. You know, there was like a tower of vocals that they put down. So, in individual songs, how are you approaching it? I mean, there are four of you, and I know you've brought it, you have other singers in the band if you want.
Yeah, it's a super good question. So I was gonna take a turn or go back a little bit to the question that you asked earlier about the orchestration. And so I'm planning to get strings and planning to get a harp player. And then so for She's Leaving Home, which we were talking about before, I was planning on, you know, whoever, we didn't know who was going to sing it, but we figured we'd have the strings and harp because they're going to be there. I was late to rehearsal the other day, and so Christy and Steph were practicing it, and they were just doing it. Christy was playing uke, and two of them were singing, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is perfect. Even though we've got the strings and the harp coming, mm-hmm. we have to do it this way. This is the perfect way. And so mm-hmm. We went in with the idea of let's put on the table the entire possibility of doing this album exactly the way it is originally. Let's learn all the notes exactly the way they are. Let's learn all the harmonies. But then we got to hope that some sort of creative thing is going to take over and we're going to change it. But I like to not do that just because we haven't learned the original. You know, like when people change songs, I get annoyed if it's because they just didn't bother to learn the original, right. Which does happen. Not in our band.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more, she goes down stairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
She's leaving home.
are you approaching the finale, Day in the Life?
That one's hard.
So far,
that's all I can say. Yeah, it's really hard to structure the crescendo thing.
Right? Yeah,
like not to get everyone to be chaotic, but for everybody to end, have to build chaotically to this one point. It's really like I'm working out some conducting stuff so that people can know when it's coming up. Sorry, I'm moving my hands, but the audience can't see that.
Well, now because you're going to be playing to, let's assume, a pretty large spectrum of people, people who know the album sort of casually and people for whom it is DNA. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you to give me the big reveal. The very last sound on the album is the piano bench that squeaks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to, if you don't do that, if you don't do that, you're going to be in such trouble with like half that audience, because they want that piano bench is like about as deep as you can get in their memory.
Okay.
Well, there's 10 pianos. You know that, right?
In the
10 pianos in the room.
On the album.
Yeah.
But only one of them squeaks.
We can consider that a challenge.
And that was our little discussion preview with Cactus Tractor of their performance. It's happening this Thursday in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the UK release, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, 7:30 p.m. at the Outpost in Albuquerque, outpostspace.org. We heard from the band in the persons of David Boschwiner, Brandon Baca, Christy Cook, Stephanie Grainer, Baby Lily, and Samuel Sullivan as the Silent Beatle. We'll leave you right now with another Beatles cover from some locals from their Rarities album, Scattered. The Handsome Family. We'll see you next week. And stay tuned for Route 66.